What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to me. Hey, Claude, how you doing?
Oh, I've had better days.
Oh, gosh. What'd you do now?
I just love alcohol, if I'm being honest. And I feel like my hangover shows are getting less and less, you know, far away from each other. And they're happening more frequently. And it's a Thursday. I don't know why, but I did what I had to do to survive last night, and now I'm paying the price.
Yeah, that I so don't envy your hungover position. We couldn't be on more different wavelengths today. Mm. But also, I missed yesterday's show, so I'm here, you know, with something to prove, because of course Taylor Strucker did an amazing job, and everyone's like, oh my God, Taylor, let's have her every day, which like means that like one
Jackie's
of us has
out
to
of
go.
The job.
No, I actually didn't see. I didn't see comments like that yesterday, but that's always what happens when we have like a great guest host. Someone's
yeah.
like, she should be on every day. Okay, how would that work?
All right, no, like it's a two-man show, so who do you want out?
No, so I just like want everyone to remember that like I'm fun and cool too. And
we didn't forget.
Oh, thank you so much. And I really did enjoy my day off as well. Like, I had such a perfect, sublime beach day. You know, I had like one of those moments because I was swimming in the ocean and just like hanging on the beach, reading Other Boleyn Girl, like having some food too. And I was like having ice cream on the beach and I was so happy. I was
yeah.
just like in heaven. And so I'm glad for myself that I had that moment. But, you know, it's back to work now. It's back to work.
Speaking of books, I started this Jenny Han series, which I just found out is being turned into an Amazon TV show.
Okay.
It's called The Summer I Turned Pretty. And it's literally the best book I've ever read in my life. Like, I don't know if it's necessarily meant for me. I think it's meant more for like 16-year-olds. But mm-hmm. I feel like a young girl when I read it. Like, it's so good. I honestly cannot wait to wrap up just so I can go back to reading it.
Oh my God, that's the best feeling.
I know.
I had that book on my want to read list because I joined a clubhouse with some toasters who read, and someone had recommended that, and they said it was amazing. And then I saw on my Amazon account that it was bought.
Yeah, that was me.
So I'm glad to know there wasn't fraud on the account, that it's just Claudia living out her YA dreams.
Yeah, I honestly like love having a Kindle on someone else's Amazon account. It makes me so carefree.
Oh, that must be nice for you. So I'm reading The Other Boleyn Girl, which I'm loving, but
wait,
again,
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who is The Other Boleyn Girl?
Well, that's the thing. So far in the book, it's like at any point, like one of them is, there's two girls, and
right.
at any point, like one of them is the other. But like at the end of the day, we know who the other is because we know who the main is, and that's Anne Boleyn. You've heard of her?
Yeah.
But I was reading, and once again, the percentages were going by so slowly. And I was like, no, I'm plowing through this book. Like, how many pages is it? 661.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't know. I didn't know before I started it. But it's actually good because I read all day yesterday. I read all night, really. Except I watched Real Housewives of New Jersey. Did you?
Nope.
Okay, great.
I was too busy getting litty.
Yeah, but sometimes you do both.
Yeah,
yeah, especially
of course.
With TBG.
But sometimes it's like not worth your time, especially with TBG. Like literally 2 nights ago, I just like had so many margaritas and we watched Drag Race. And I literally don't even remember who went home. Like I might as well not have even watched it.
Yeah, that's actually why I stopped like a few years ago when we started doing, you know, our daily live show.
What?
Like when we started doing this job, when we started working in this industry.
Our daily live show. Are we just going to skate over that? Like is a normal thing?
No, I'm just saying when we started doing this, which is what? Like a daily live podcast. And we would recap TV every night. But like when I would go to dinner, I'd have a glass of wine or two. And then I would go home and watch the show that we needed to watch. And then I would wake up and realize that I had no idea what I watched.
Yeah.
So that's when I had to stop drinking on the weeknights.
And it's just like a waste of your motherfucking time.
But anyways, I have because I'm on a vacation, I'm going home soon. Like I have the time to read The Other Boleyn Girl. So it's not so bad that it's such a long book. But like, wow, what an endeavor. I'm glad I didn't know beforehand or I probably wouldn't have chosen it.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy you're happy.
And I'm happy you're happy.
I don't know if I would say I'm happy right now.
But you're happy with your book.
Oh, yeah.
Have a fun night.
Yeah. No, I'm just. And like my throat hurts. And literally last night I said, like, if my throat hurts in the morning, tell him it's because I literally was screaming Celine Dion and Rain on Me. Like, so nothing should surprise me, you know?
These things happen.
Yeah, it's just the price of having fun.
Ugh, the price is so high. I personally cannot
afford it. You can't.
I can't afford it. I can't afford that price.
Okay, I feel like I'm ready to dive in. I'm tired.
Okay.
Sorry, was there anything else you felt like contributing?
No, I'm good. I'm just happy to be back. Missed you all so very much. Thanks, Taylor Strecker, for making me look bad. And let's get into the fast-side stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
Yep. And today's episode is brought to you by our good old friends at Stamps.com. Taking trips to the post office is probably not how you want to spend your time. That's why we recommend mailing and shipping online at Stamps.com. They allow you to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. You could send letters, ship packages, and pay a lot less with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. With Stamps.com, you get the services of the post office and UPS all in one place, plus big discounts on mailing and shipping rates. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 62% off UPS shipping rates. Not to mention, Stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with our promo code TOAST, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a digital scale. There's no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com. Click the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TOAST. That's Stamps.com, promo code TOAST. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Love it. Okay, our first story is a little joint venture business news. Kris Jenner and Chrissy Teigen are teaming up to launch a new home cleaning and self-care line. Kris and Chrissy are getting into business together. The stars are releasing a line of plant-powered home cleaning and self-care products called Safely, people can exclusively announce. The collection will include products such as a hand cream, hand soap, hand sanitizer, glass cleaner, a universal cleaner, and more. Launching on Thursday, today, Safely is dedicated to clean cleaning. Love clean cleaning.
You know,
natural aromatherapy scents.
It's so important for my cleaning products that, you know, they're clean.
Yeah, and I think in this case it means they're natural, chemical, organic, yeah, chemical-free. So this is an unlikely business duo doing an unlikely business thing, and I think a lot of people aren't here for it. I'm neither here nor there for it. I just
I like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm neither here nor there for it. And also, I could see myself in a year buying these. You just never know. So I'm whatever with it, but some people are pissed, man. There's backlash.
Okay, imagine letting this ruin your day.
Yeah. No, I can't imagine. Honestly, it did ruin Chrissy Teigen's day because she deleted her Twitter.
Yes, just like Miley Cyrus back in the day.
The rumors are true. I deleted my Twitter.
Margot and you knew every word to that stupid song, back in the day.
I started tweeting about pimples, not living
no,
for people.
No, I stopped living for
people. Started tweeting about pimples.
Yeah, whatever.
Something like that. It's fucking brilliant stuff.
Brilliant songwriting. Yeah, Chrissy Teigen deleted Twitter. live your life. I can't believe people still interact on Twitter. And I've come to the conclusion, and I think I've probably said this before, if you are big on Twitter, please stay the fuck away from me.
No, if you're big on Twitter, like, that means so much.
No, no, but it's like, if you're big, if you're successful on...
That's the coolest thing, Claude.
If you're successful on Twitter, it's like, how did you get there? Who's next? Did you fucking snap to get successful, like, on Twitter?
No, you're probably the coolest person. You're probably
you're
the
just
most...
the coolest cats.
You're probably the most fun to be around.
For sure. I literally, like, hate Twitter with a passion. And the only thing I hate more than Twitter is, like, the people on Twitter. Not people, like, you know, the toasters. If you have a Twitter, like, live your life. I mean, like, public figures.
Yeah, yeah, no, who are just, like, so enthused to be on Twitter and to do their thing.
We're literally talking about the same person. Like, we might as well just say her fucking name, okay?
There are so many people that do
that's
this.
True.
Like, there's actually more than... There's the more.
Not for me.
But not for me.
For me.
Okay, well, Chrissy and Chris, cleaning queens. And the backlash is that, one, Chrissy's fans are upset that she's even, like, going into business with a Kardashian because, like, they're, you know, quote, what's wrong with America? And
oh, my God.
Also,
like, that's... Okay, I don't even have time to discuss why that's the dumbest fucking line of thinking.
No, totally. And also people are upset that, like, they're launching a cleaning company in the middle of a pandemic, seemingly profiting off of the year of people needing cleaning supplies. But I remember there being a shortage. Sounds like we need more cleaning companies.
Sounds like they're actually here to rescue us.
Sounds like they're here to help.
No, and also, like, aren't we, like, 11 months out of that stage where we are buying cleaning supplies? Like, we're back to just, like, normal cleaning supplies now?
Yeah, I personally am. Like, I don't have a stockpile.
You're not stockpiling Lysol wipes.
Yeah, but I never was. But also, like, that was so weird that they couldn't meet the demand. You know?
Yeah, it's like it's literally, like, paper towels soaked in bleach.
They literally didn't come out with, like, a new batch of stuff for a few months.
Yeah, that was, like, so stupid. I think I said that recently. Like, I actually made it through the entire pandemic without a single can or bottle of Lysol wipes.
Wow, I love my
or
Lysol
Clorox
wipes.
Wipes.
Yeah, you did say that. Well, speaking of the rumors are true, I deleted my Twitter. Miley Cyrus.
The rumors are true. I deleted my Twitter.
Miley Cyrus is remembering Hannah Montana on the 15th anniversary of the show's premiere, calling it the greatest gift. Okay, you guys, I have I have so many questions.
Okay, my question, is it me or is it Hannah Montana every anniversary, like, every month?
Well, I guess, like, once a year.
It's like
there's
10 years since it ended, 10 years since it premiered, 10 years since she moved to the house in Malibu.
Yeah, no, and I guess, like, every year it's the anniversary of it premiering, you know?
I guess, and also the anniversary of it ending.
Literally. But for the 15th anniversary of it beginning, they've gone the hardest that they've gone before.
Yes.
Miley Cyrus posted a handwritten note on the Hannah Montana stationery.
Like, need, by the way.
Need, of course. I'm sure have somewhere. With, like, all of her thoughts and feelings about, you know, what the show has meant to her. And I'm not going to lie. I read the entire thing because Snitch posted it to her Instagram story. And so I assumed it said something. I assumed it was, like, Hannah Montana was coming back. And for a second, I got kind of nervous because I don't think that's what I want, like, at all. Mm-hmm. And also, so she puts out this, like, whole long letter. She sent flowers to Sophie and,
like,
Joe's
influencers.
Kids. Hannah Montana is now verified on Twitter and Instagram.
She has social pages. Like, it's confusing.
Something's going on with Hannah, and I'm nervous about it.
I know they're putting, like, a little too much of a concentrated effort on this particular anniversary.
Yeah, and so right now, like, it's nothing. It's just everyone celebrating, and maybe they'll, like, monetize those handles or whatever. But it really got me thinking, like, I really do not want them to bring back Hannah Montana. Like, that will ruin my childhood.
Oh, you mean like a Raven's Home type of...
Yes, like, bringing her back. Or Miley putting on that wig. I don't know. I just, like, I need them to let sleeping dogs lie.
I don't know. I'm not 100% against it. Like, I'm against, like, a Fuller House type of reboot where it's like, Lily and Miley have kids. Like, no. But I'm not opposed to, you know, Hannah Montana, the pop star, making some sort of resurgence. Like, Miley's music being influenced by Hannah. Maybe she wears the wig. Maybe Billy Ray writes some more bangers. Like, he could be the one. And I'm open to that.
I'm open. Like, if she wants to wear the wig and sing some old songs, that's fine. But, like, if the show comes back, I just really hope that that's not what's going to happen. I'd be curious what other people think. Like, I just, for me, just don't touch it. Don't leave Hannah alone.
I agree. If we're going to do anything, I might suggest, you know, taking those episodes of Hannah Montana and just slightly, like, refurbishing them. Some of them are a little blurry on Disney Plus, and just giving them, like, a nice, cool makeover, you know, HD, 4K.
Yeah, I agree. But the letter was really sweet, and she talks about how much Hannah meant to her and how so much of herself is, like, wrapped up in Hannah. They're interchangeable. Hannah changed her life, and that's really, that's how I felt. So I will always love Hannah.
By the way, Hannah also wrote a letter to Migos thanking them for their song about her. Did you see that?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't see that. That's Hannah hysterical. Montana.
Yeah.
Who else did, like, she send her bouquet to?
So on her Twitter, they took more Hannah Montana stationery and, like, wrote letters to, like, Lily or, like, fake. And they wrote, like, a fake one to Migos.
Oh, that is so hysterical.
Yeah, no, I will be following all the social pages. Got to keep up with content from my favorite creator.
Oh, wow. I'm on the page now. Okay. They wrote one to Corbin. I'm assuming Corbin Blue, Jake Ryan, Migos. That's really funny.
Yeah. Like, whatever intern is leading this project is doing a good job.
I know. I just want to know where they're leading us.
I know. Like, what was the reason?
Okay. Well, speaking of new things and refurbished things that we can be excited for, Taylor Swift is dropping a new song, You All Over Me, featuring Maren Morris from her Fearless Taylor's Version that's coming out. The single's coming out tomorrow. It's one of the unheard songs from the vault, and Maren is on it. It's everything.
I just love how, like, Taylor Swift is in this point in her life where when she collaborates with people, she literally makes them sing back up. Like, you would never know that they're on the song. Like, the Dixie Chicks, the Chicks, you didn't know that they were on that song. Haim, you didn't know they were on the song. Maren singing background vocals. So we won't know it, but I'm happy for Maren.
Yeah, that's really cool for Maren. This song, if it's in the vein of the Fearless album and it's a song that I've never heard yet, like, it has all the makings of being just fucking fantastic.
It's going to be a country song. Like, no, I can't breathe.
And it's like, oh, yeah, especially because Maren's a country artist. But it's like, okay, Fearless is coming out tonight. Hannah Montana is writing letters. Like, what year is it?
No, I know. And usually I'm very anti all this, like, you know, Saved by the Bell reboot, like, all that stuff. But, like, this is a particular part of my life I wouldn't mind reliving over and over again.
I totally agree. The Jonas Brothers are back together.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I've actually been listening quite a bit to some of Nick Jonas's solo work.
Spichemin?
Yeah. And it does really pain me to say it, but it's quite delightful.
I'm so happy that finally you see what we've all seen.
Okay, you recently got there. Like, please.
What are you talking about?
You haven't been, like, the resident Nick stan here.
Claudia, you need to go listen to every single episode of this show because it's always you and I, you're Team Joe and I'm Team Nick.
No, I mean, you're, like, more, like...
I'm not a Nick Jonas stan in the way that you're a Joe Jonas stan, but I always find myself having to defend, like, his talent.
Right, right. No,
but I also think that, like, he's super talented, whether you like it or not.
Okay. I just feel like we're not going to agree on this. So all I was just trying to say something nice about Nick Jonas.
And that's really nice of you.
So I'm a nice person.
It's feeling like 2007.
I can't wait for this song. Like, really, what a treat to go into the weekend with. We'll be singing it at the Passover Seder. Oh my God, I totally forgot. Like, Passover's truly upon us, and we're gonna have to stop eating bread. That is not something I'm prepared to do. I have to make the preparations. I have to go get matzah. There's definitely all out of the store. I'm like the last person to go.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Okay, next story. Something that we were just talking about all of a sudden. Sonia Morgan's daughter has gone public on Instagram. We were just saying that, you know, she's so low key, but now Quincy is public. Sonia Morgan's daughter, Quincy Adams Morgan, who has never appeared on Rahoni alongside her mom.
Wait. Quincy Adams Morgan?
Yeah.
I wonder what country she's from.
is giving fans a look at her life by making her Instagram account public. I never thought I would make my social media public, but here I am, excited to welcome everyone along for the ride. She shared on her Instagram story, her dad is John Adams Morgan. So they're just like a Revolutionary War family.
No, literally, like, the American seeds run so deep here. And I can't believe her name is Quincy Adams. Like, that's, I'm still not over that, but I will definitely be following her on Instagram.
I checked out her Instagram last night. It is so premium. Like,
really?
She's so stunning. Her photos are so on point, like flow on point. And also she posts like really great content with and of Sonia.
Oh, nice.
And like even on Sonia's birthday last year, like she recreated some like iconic photos of Sonia, like iconic moments, which is like hysterical.
Oh, we live for that.
Yeah. No, I think like this is going to be a treasure trove.
She's like a true socialite. Like she, when she grows up, is the type of person that should have been cast on Real Housewives of New York. But I feel like this is so random. I feel like she probably, maybe she's too, no. I feel like she knows Kit from The Bachelor. I don't know why. I just feel like they know each other. Like socialite New York City moment.
It's very possible. Should I see if they follow each other? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, my phone is here. Hold on.
Oh. I just have a feeling like it could be.
Yeah, the ages.
The start of something new. Except she did go to boarding school, right?
Yeah.
Sonia's daughter.
No, she doesn't follow Kit.
Shit. Who does she follow? Like, what are her interests?
You'll find out soon.
Okay, I'm totally going to follow her. That's so interesting.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Okay, ready for our fifth and final story?
Only if it's the fifth and final that's brought to you by Ancestry.
It is.
Our ancestors were ordinary people who lived through extraordinary situations, something we can all understand today. Ancestry helps you search billions of records to learn more about the ancestors who came through remarkable challenges so you could be here today. You can find details about their lives in records at Ancestry. You can see what they did to earn a living. You can find census records, see their actual signatures on military records. You can learn their stories, and it'll help you find a connection to what they went through and how they stood strong going through hardships and struggles. When you get closer to your ancestors by learning their stories, you have a new way to get closer to your family. Discovering your ancestors' stories of resilience in records at Ancestry can help you gain a deeper understanding of their lives. Did your great-grandmother work hard to raise her children and keep her family together? Did your family persevere through natural disasters to rebuild and start anew? There's strength in every family story. Learn more about yours at Ancestry. Head to Ancestry.com/toast to start your free trial. That's Ancestry, Ancestry.com/toast. Check it out.
Nice. Okay, next story. A major paparazzi agency, Splash News, has been bankrupted by Meghan Markle legal battle. Splash News and picture agency, a prominent paparazzi shop, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. A global pandemic that had stars staying indoors is partly to blame, but also is Splash's legal adventures over the years, both as plaintiff suing celebrities for posting copyrighted images of themselves, as well as its status as a defendant in a privacy action brought by Meghan Markle. Having difficulty navigating the financial situation, Splash reports having defaulted on a loan now worth nearly $1 million and is seeking the protection of a Nevada bankruptcy court. So it sounds like the Meghan Markle, she was suing them for violations of her privacy, and that's one legal front that they were already struggling on, in addition to being the paparazzi agency that sues celebrities for posting their own photos.
Okay, and so I'm, like, all for, like, artists creating, you know, owning their own work, whatever, but the mere concept that celebrities get, you know, their privacy invaded by paparazzi and then can get sued for posting that picture is so corrupt, and it's like so litigious, and I just think it's like the craziest thing ever. So this is what we like to call poetic justice, and I just like love that Meghan Markle was the one to do it. Like, her power, immense.
Yeah, for real. Like, it must be an interesting time to be a paparazzi, and the other part is true that, you know, celebrities aren't leaving the house as much. But I think also for celebrities, you know, eventually they work with the paparazzi too. So on the one hand, this is like a win for the celebrities because this is the agency that's like,
that's who you're going to call,
suing them.
Splash News.
But also it's the agency that's suing them. So for those celebrities who have been like fucked by that, like they're probably very happy about this. But then some of the celebrities who, you know, work with paparazzi hand in hand, and that's
Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes are quaking. Who are they gonna call?
Yeah, so I think celebrities might be feeling a lot of different ways about this.
Yeah, no, it's a really interesting story. I'll never really understand like how paparazzi work and like the whole relationship with paparazzi. Cause like you call them, but you hate them. So like, which is it?
Yeah, totally. So that's the latest and greatest in Fast Five news.
Do you want to tell me what happened on Real Housewives of New Jersey?
Oh, I mean, it was so good. And also before I start recapping the episode, I need to get on my soapbox and use my platform to, we need to get Bravo to stop split screening the episode with the beginning of Watch What Happens Live. Like, because the last 15 seconds or whatever it was of Real Housewives of New Jersey last night was the most pertinent to the situation, peak of the episode, to be continued. And I'm literally squinting trying to see because I need to look at Watch What Happens Live where there's not even people there. It's two fucking monitors. Monitors, though.
Oh my God.
If it was like when the show is normal and there's people and it's like a little background behind the scenes green room moment, like, what? Okay, fine, whatever. Monitors? Like, how has no one at the Bravo network watched their own channel to see that this makes no sense?
How do we remedy this issue? Seriously, who do we talk to?
I don't know. Like, I ranted about it on my Instagram story last night. I made, like, a really funny meme that I sent to you, and then you never answered me.
Okay, I was, like, eyes rolling behind my head, like, had 11 margaritas. But I didn't understand what you were talking about until you just explained it. Like,
so now do you understand my meme and it's funny?
Yeah, no, it's hysterical. I actually didn't realize that you made it. I thought, like, you found it on the internet.
No, I made it. So I'll post it and we could share it to the toast and then maybe, like, you know, we could get some, because we're definitely not the only people who are so bothered by this.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to troll LinkedIn, find a few people who work at programming, like on Bravo Corporate, and I'm going to find their personal Instagrams and I'll tag them in the meme.
Yeah, because last night's episode was really good, but it all came to a head in the last minute. Like, they were all having dinner down at the Jersey Shore. Everyone's down there.
Is Jackie there?
Jackie's there. Teresa's there. So Dolores has a shore house that's around the corner from Melissa's. So Dolores, Teresa, and Jennifer are staying there, where Melissa, Jackie, and Margaret are staying at Melissa's. So nothing happened until they all got to dinner. And Jackie was like ignoring Teresa. And Teresa is just, you know, Teresa, out of control.
Animal.
Like, really wouldn't like let it go. And things started to really boil over. Teresa, once she realized she wasn't getting far with Jackie, then, you know, brought up that Joe Benigno said at Guy's Night.
Oh, fuck.
That he had heard the rumor too. Margaret said, like, Margaret got so mad, but she said he never heard that rumor. And then she said in her confessional, he never heard that rumor because I never heard that rumor. And I believe her. I don't think that she would lie.
Margaret's not a liar.
I don't think that she would lie in her confessional. So, like, she said Joe gets, like, stuff mixed up all the time. And so I'm sure there's probably a logical explanation, and that he did not hear that rumor in his house, like he said. Honestly, I really believe Margaret.
No, but Joe Benigno saying that is like Teresa's get out of jail free card.
Oh, of course. But then, so
she can't let it go.
Teresa brought that up at the dinner just to like resurface everything. Whereas like Jackie was already like moving, like she wasn't going to talk about it anymore. And even when she brought it up, like Jackie really wasn't taking the bait, but Margaret got so like heated saying like, that's not true. And then, it turned into sort of like a thing about Teresa because she had literally like disrespected everyone at the table already that night. Of course, except for Dolores and Jennifer. And she goes around the table asking everyone like, am I an asshole? And am I an asshole? Or whatever it was she said. And then eventually she says to Jackie, like, because Jackie's like, we don't have to be friends. Like, we don't have to talk. It's fine. And she's like, good, because I have confidence and you don't. And I'm not like friends with people who don't have confidence. And Jackie said, where'd you get your confidence? In jail?
Oh, shut the fuck up. Are you serious?
I'm serious. And then it was like,
fucking
everyone's up and at him. And that's when the screen split.
She fucking said that shit.
She said that shit.
Wow, she's fucking ballsy. Because even though, like, I hate Teresa, like, I'm low-key afraid of her. Like, I would never say, like, where did you get your confidence? Jail?
Yeah, and then, of course, Teresa, like, was like, yeah, I went to jail, so what? And but then it started just to get really heated. But Jackie has taken this thing, like, so far, this thing with Teresa. And also because Teresa has not given her a choice. And so at this point now, she has to see it through. There's no walking on eggshells around Teresa. There's no not saying what she's actually thinking. Like, she's just going for it because she's either going to win or lose. Like, she will be out because of this, or Teresa will be. Like, only one woman can stay, and now everything is on the mat.
Yeah, and I would have like said that like this might be the thing that gets Teresa Giudice out of the picture, But I don't know, Jackie is like not handling this in the way that I thought she would. And I thought she could, she's like the only person who could take Teresa, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Yeah. And you know what? It's like, even if Jackie wins and say Teresa were to be off the show, that still doesn't make Jackie a good housewife for like the next season, you know, but like Teresa will always be around saying some crazy shit and like starting stuff. So I don't see it going that way, but it's just like there needs to be.
Yeah.
You can't,
a like, way to get through to her. It's but she's there so thick headed, thick skull, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then also things were coming up because they are all at the shore and they're doing like a celebration of life for No-No. And so they were showing a lot of flashbacks, like everything that Teresa's been through this year. And Dolores was like, you know, this woman has been through so much. She went to jail. She lost both of her parents, like divorce. And it's really true. And she's like, and not that many people would like be able to be as strong as she's been and like get through it in this way.
That's true.
And it's like, it does sort of bring you back to this place of like, okay, maybe we should keep giving her a pass.
I know. It's like this impossible thing because it's like, okay, if I hear one more time, Teresa's been through so much. I'm like, yeah, I know. But then you see it. It's like, damn, she really has been through so much.
Yeah, and it's like maybe part of being able to get through that for her was putting up these walls and these defense mechanisms that makes it impossible to talk to her, you know, like,
right,
maybe she is this way of being, you know, thick skulled because like she's had to become that way in order to get through the last 5 years.
No, I think that's a really mature perspective, like, and it's quite it's a possibility that that's why it is what
right.
it is.
But that doesn't mean I want to be her friend.
No, I know. And then it's also like, okay, we're grown women. Like, we just have to behave.
Yeah. But I mean, now it's so annoying we say this every fucking season, but it feels like now in real life, Teresa's in a season of her life where it's like no more, like there's no more training wheels on. Like, and
right.
you know, you are happy. You have a new man. You have a new house. So like maybe next season,
right,
we can expect more from her, but like I really don't think so. I think that's like foolish to think.
I think that's foolish as well. But I just didn't see for myself like Real Housewives of New Jersey being so good this season. And I just want to, you know, get on my soapbox and say how grateful I am. Like, we really needed that.
Yeah, we did. And tonight is Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, yes.
It's just like, I didn't see this for myself, like an emotional night. Like, it used to be The Bachelor, like a fucking annoying ass night every week, and now instead it's like an emotional night of the week.
No, I'm really excited, but with every episode it's like one less episode, you know.
I do know.
Well, that is all she wrote.
She didn't write much today.
No, it was a short show. It was my super short show.
Yes, it was. But we'll be back tomorrow, audio only, obviously, and we'll hit you with everything you need to know before the weekend.
Thank you guys so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a five-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Hope you have an amazing day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow for Friday.
Bye.